I don't believe that there will see any action even by 2021. I think it'd be more realistic we say in 2025 before we see any action. At that stage, we're talking about another 3 or 4 years for construction. So look, we're looking at 2030 possibly. And by 2034, the council has estimated that a population increase in the county town of 20,000 people. So my estimation is that Letterkenny, or where the bridge is proposed in Letterkenny, and where the road's coming off it, and over at the roundabout at Bonagee, and at the Creamery and the Melton Road, that's going to be in the middle of the town, and we're going to end up with just with traffic jams the same as we had. And as soon as the road's opened, I'm predicting that we'll be calling for another bridge further out again. It's going now that at the minute that when we do have time to look at it, we'll look at it in the overall context of Letterkenny increasing with 20,000 people in the next 15 years and possibly 20 more thousand in 10 years after that. And we'll look at where we're going to take the roads out, and we're going to make it that the bridge is going to cater for not just for 3 or 4 years, it's going to cater for the next number of generations.
And you're talking about effectively Trimra Junction and beyond the Glebe on the Remilton Road.
I think that realistically we have to look at coming out somewhere about the Trimra Junction. That would take away the deadly junction that is there and put a roundabout on it. And I think we should be looking at coming out somewhere about the Glebe and the Remilton Road and another road right up to the top of the mountaintop, and it would alleviate the traffic going into the town, and that would make people looking to go to schools and go to work in the town able to get there a lot quicker.